Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm here today in the South African Astronomical Observatory and I'm with a member of the Department of Science and Technology, Takalani Namangani. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your radio.
Now, you are in charge of a massive portfolio for the Department of Science and Technology, which is astronomy.
Yes.
In South Africa.
That's right?
Yeah. And so being in charge of that means what? Mm. What is your brief in a way?
Yes, it's about maximizing, you know, the benefits out of the investments that we are making in a flagship area of astronomy, which our government decided that this has to be an area of competitive advantage because it gives us a geographical advantage of the southern skies. And also the site, the Karoo site, you know, which is a, you know, perfect site for astronomical observations. Yeah, so all it means is that we come up with policy that supports this area to make sure we create an environment in which astronomical activities thrive in South Africa, but in the continent at large. We have our own budget that supports the work that we do, you know, primarily. We have what we call a multi-wavelength astronomy strategy approved by Cabinet. So that supports radio astronomy, optical and gamma ray, you know, astronomy and all the associated human capital development programs around this infrastructure and big data and so on, yeah.
For the listeners, MEERKAT is a big radio astronomy telescope, the biggest in the world, and it was launched or unveiled, if that's the right word, in the Karoo in June with many, many dignitaries there. And a famous picture was taken of the centre of the Milky Way. Now, you can only see that from where we are in the Southern Hemisphere. So that was something very exciting and very uniquely South African. And it's a great message to spread about what this country's doing. I know a lot of people, they complain about the government or they find fault, but actually what's going on with the Department of Science and Technology is absolutely immense.
Yeah, no, I think certainly, you know, I'll agree with you that I think, you know, before this 1994, basically with the new government coming into power in 1994, this is one area that this new government has invested significantly, and we're getting results in terms of the scientific output that is increasing at a very rapid rate, but also the training of engineering and technical and astronomy skills, but also the other socio-economic benefits that are accruing to the local communities, but also to industry. You know, the companies that we involved, for instance, with the construction and the design activities of the MEERKAT telescope, which was largely locally designed and made. And before that, astronomy used to be a very small field in South Africa, but I think this government has been able to grow this field. I think probably more than any other scientific area that I'm aware of, yeah.
It is extraordinary, and thank you very much, Takalani, from the Department of Science and Technology, for telling Fine Music Radio all about this wonderful good news. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
And from that, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.